Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we so appreciate you being here. And we're still licking our wounds for multi-causation for the massive underperformance of the Republican Party, both from my home state in Arizona and across the nation. And we have Sheriff Richard Mack. And as he likes to say, and I love this line, one of the few guys that took on the Clintons and lived to tell about it. He defeated them in the Supreme Court back in the 90s. Former Graham County Sheriff, now politically active, educating sheriffs around the country on the importance of following the Constitution and what that means. And the what that means is his point of emphasis. And we'll talk about his organization before we conclude today. And before we join Richard, I've got to take care of some business, and we're going to take care of all of our business up front so we have a straight shot. But there's a couple things I want to mention to you guys. The food supply chain is growing worse. The noose is tightening. I have a lot of contact with farmers, and a couple of these farmers are very, very good friends of mine. I mean, we're talking socializing friends of mine. And they're all saying the same thing about the quality of fertilizer, the amount of fertilizer, the train strike that they're trying to keep out of the media. They're waiting for the mechanics to go out so the train strike people, the employees, do not have to cross or do their own strike. They just say they're not crossing the picket line. And then diesel's ready to go out of sight. I could go on and on, folks. Here's the bottom line. Do you want to get food from Joe Biden, take your chances on starving your family to death? Or do you want to get storable food that's good? My Patriot Supply is the biggest in the country, the best in the country. 25-year shelf life, 2,000 calories per day in your servings, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. They have great variety. You can survive on this. And we recommend right now for every member of your family getting the three-month emergency kit because the sale is $250 off. And I want to mention this, too. They have not raised prices in over 3 years. So this is a great company, very successful. You need to take care of business. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. Additionally, ladies and gentlemen, FTX has rocked the financial world. Lawsuits are beginning to happen. Companies that even have third and fourth tier relationships with FTX are probably going to get sued. So let me say this, folks. Your bank is in trouble. Your bank's in trouble. I went to Noble Gold 4 years ago as an advertiser, 4.5 years ago. 4 years ago, I became an advertiser. So I've been a customer, been an advertiser, been the whole thing. And I got to tell you, they've diversified my portfolio tremendously. I'm not centered in banks or bank-owned IRAs. I'm really diversified. I'll take a hit with what's coming, but we're not going to take a catastrophic hit, and you don't have to either. They have professionals answer the phone. They are trained not to close a deal. You have to close your own deal. That was really unsettling the first time I had to do that. Because, okay, I'm ready. Oh, Mr. Hodges, you want me to do something? Yeah, I want you to close the deal for me. And that's how they're trained. Best group I've ever worked with, but they can save our backsides by diversification. So go to goldbeforelate.com and they can send you an information packet. That's goldbeforelate.com, or you can call them at 877-646-5341. That's 5346, excuse me, 877-646-5347. Now, listen to me. Listen, ladies and gentlemen. There's one more thing that we need to take care of, and I can't stress the importance of this. We're talking blackouts in New England now. That's what the word is. It's going to be European-style blackouts because of what's going on with home heating fuel. And Biden's not going to budge an inch. He's not going to produce one more ounce of energy. And these people are in big trouble. And they're keeping this out of the media, too. But I'm telling you, this information is everywhere. And I worry about Michigan because Whitmer's cutting off the pipelines coming out of Canada. She just had to wait for the election to finish before she's doing that. Listen to me. If your grid goes down for any length of time, you're not getting water. And you'll have to scavenge. And scavenging water is not that hard to do. It's just, are you sure you can drink it? That's why you need a good water filter. And the Alexa Pro water filter is the best there is. They have a sale. They haven't raised prices. Go to waterwithdave.com. That's waterwithdave.com. And those are our sponsors. And I think you can see, where are we centered at here, folks? We're centering on giving you information and products that I fear you'll need. I hope you don't, but I fear you'll need this. Anyway, Richard Mack, Sheriff Richard Mack needs no real introduction. We'll have him talk about his organization a little later in the show because I think it's something we all need to support. But he has his finger on the pulse of nearly everything in that goes on in this country. Very little goes on that he doesn't know about. And it's been far too long since we've had him on the show. So, Richard, I want to welcome you to the show. It's always my honor to have you on the show. You do such a great service for our country. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Dave. I appreciate our friendship, and I appreciate you having me on the show. And I too echo what you said to start the show. I'm still reeling with the wounds of the corruption of Republicans and Democrats alike, and the election should have come out much better. And it doesn't look like we're getting anything of the top four candidates in Arizona. We still maybe have a chance for the Attorney General's office, and it looks like maybe number five top would be the superintendent of education, and that's Tom Horn.
Tom Horn, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's been around for a long time. Abe Hameda might still make it.
In the attorney general position, yeah.
Yes, that's AG. And there are even some people that are still holding out for Kari Lake, but I don't think, as far as the mainstream voting goes, I don't think she's going to make it. But it's a sad day for Arizona. It's a sad day for America. And, you and I talked off the air before this. How many times, how many opportunities has the pendulum swung back to the Republicans, and what do they do? Well, we already had 12 senators vote for same-sex marriage at the federal level. And the thing of it is, the problem with that is, I don't care who loves who and who gets married. I don't care. That's their deal. But to make that a federal issue and to think that they have the authority to undefine marriage, which was defined, which they didn't have the authority to do in the first place, it's not up to the federal government to define marriage. That is a religious principle that they continue to violate the First Amendment on every day. But now they had 12 Republicans join the Democrats, the Mitt Romneys and Susan Collins and all those people who don't believe in the Constitution, believe that they can do anything and everything they want, that they are the only decider as to how far their federal authority goes. That's what really gets to me. It's obvious these people do not know what their jobs are, do not know what they're doing, and it's obvious that they will join, many Republicans will join the Democrats in the destruction of our Constitution.
Yes.
And the rule of law.
Well, to me, I see this Marriage Act a lot like Roe v. Wade. The federal government does not have the constitutional authority to rule on this.
Right.
In this, and again, marriage is generally deferred to the states. They set their parameters.
It's generally deferred to the churches.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
you know, and so I don't know why we need to get a permit. Well, actually, I do know why. But to get a permit from government to get married, that absolutely blows me away. And when I was a history teacher, I started looking into it, and I found out why. And it's all based on racism. Yet nobody cares about this racist Jim Crow law that requires people to go get a license and a permit from your local government and then pay, you know, $100 to do it, or whatever it costs, 80, 120, whatever it is for a marriage license now. But again, that's government getting in the way of a religious practice that is guaranteed by the First Amendment.
Well, I'll tell you where this is going to end up, in my humble opinion. It's going to end up like the wedding cake fiasco, where pastors are going to get sued because they'll say, no, it's against the Bible to marry people who are same sex. And they're going to get sued because they'll refuse to do it in their own church.
Right. Yeah. And again, the courts and the state, the government, has no business getting involved in that. If a priest doesn't want to do that, that's up to him. That's just freedom. It's called free will. I am not going to do this, and you can't force me to do it. And that's especially the Democrat theme now, is if you don't go along with this, we'll force you to. And the pandemic proved that, the so-called pandemic. The only pandemic we really had was a pandemic of corruption, and the epicenter is Washington, D.C. And this whole thing was government could do anything to you that they want, anytime they want, as long as it's for your own good. And that is the antithesis, the complete opposite of what our Constitution guaranteed.
Yeah, it totally is true. Richard, I do want to check on one thing. You didn't take any FTX money now, did you?
No, you know, if they had sent something to support the CSPOA, our Constitutional Sheriff Movement, I don't know if I would have objected or checked into them to see if it was all done.
I doubt if I would have
conducted an investigation.
No, yeah. I had an advertiser, completely clean, completely reputable, love these guys to death, and I trust them, and I still trust them. But they had a secondary agent that they had done some work with, where they had a subsidiary who did some work for FTX. Do you see the generational separation? I'm separated by four generations of connection.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's nothing that's going to happen to me, and I never had any funds or didn't promote FTX, but they really didn't either. But because they have a connection to someone that did through a subsidiary, now they're all worried. And this is happening across the board. And this is a completely reputable company. This thing is going to be huge. But, man, oh, man, how did the politicians get away with it? Maxine Waters was asked by Fox News yesterday, are you going to give the money back? No, the Republicans took it too, so I'm going to keep mine.
Yeah, I mean, she's one of the, besides Fetterman and Katie Hobbs, Maxine Waters is another one who I just look at and say, how do people vote for her?
Yeah.
Who are the idiots that vote for these people? Even with voter fraud, I still can't believe that people actually vote for these people. I just can't believe that we have that many stupid people in this country.
No. I said the same thing. How could you spend 30 seconds listening to Fetterman, looking at Fetterman? By the way, I don't know if you knew this. I found this out from my Latin American expert that we use, Sam Onnell. Fetterman's wife is Brazilian, and although she came here as a child, the family maintained radical communist ties in Brazil, and they are tied to the communist Chinese and the voting machines that stole the election from Bolsonaro in Brazil. And I'll tell you something. I'll make a connection here. There was an open mic when Biden was campaigning in Pennsylvania for Fetterman, and he turned to his wife, and Fetterman was on the other side, so it was no mistaking who he was talking to, and he said, "You'll make a great senator." He was saying that to his communist wife.
Oh, my God.
I've heard the tape. I had the tape played for me by a host of another show, and I just was, you've got to be kidding me. Yeah, they elected Fetterman with the idea they'll have to have a replacement. I mean, do you think they're going to have ADA people follow him around with teleprompters in the Senate? I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, but that's another thing, too, teleprompter, Mike. You know, people actually, there's people that want him to run again, that he would want to run again, and that everyone knows the teleprompter, whoever controls the teleprompter, controls the White House and controls Biden. And he can't even read those properly. And yet you're going to reelect a president who can't even follow script on a teleprompter. And he's so inept. And I do feel sorry for him, because I do believe he has Parkinson's. Both my father-in-law and father died of it. And he acts just like him. He does that little walk, that little shuffle walk, just like him. Some days his acuity is good. Sometimes it's not, just like my father-in-law and my father. And he has it, and I feel sorry for that. But the biggest liars in the country, his wife and his staff, are trying to pretend that he's qualified and capable of being president of the free world and of the United States. And he is not. And yet they're going to continue this farce and have him run again. And I can't wait to see those debates. But anyway, this is just another sign of the utter corruption of Washington, D.C., and of both parties, that George Washington warned us that a two-party system would be the bane of American liberty. It sure is.
Yeah, well, they're the same They're the same at the top for months, and I'm not tooting my horn, but for months, and people will know this from my audience because they've been writing in and telling me, Dave, you talked about this way back when. After the primaries were over, for the most part, I said McConnell's got to go because he's not funding the populist Republican candidates. And specifically, I mentioned Blake Masters, Adam Laxalt, Dr. Oz. I went through that whole litany. Herschel Walker, he wasn't funded properly. And Blake Masters, he goes down the stretch. He could have won, and they pulled all his funding, McConnell did. Yeah. And then yep. The McCain Mafia gave $10 million to both Blake Masters' opponent, Mark Kelly, and also to Katie Hobbs. It's amazing to me. And we got betrayed. Kevin McCarthy betrayed people. The head of the RNC, Rona McDaniel, betrayed people. We are sold out at the top of the Republican Party, but we have that also in Arizona. Chairman yes. Bill Gates of Maricopa County Supervisors and the head of the Elections Department in Maricopa County both have a PAC, and they're both dedicated to rooting out the populace, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And, 2 days before the primary, Randy Miller and I, Randy Miller's the director for CSPOA, our director for constitutional sheriffs in the state of Arizona, he and I decided to go get an appointment. Clint Hickman, a county supervisor as well, helped arrange this for us. He's one that pretends to be rather conservative on the Maricopa County Board. And Stephen Richer spent a couple of hours with us, taking us through the entire election facility that we've seen on the news every other day, sometimes 10 times a day, while they were counting the votes. And they impressed me with their sincerity that they really wanted to do a good job. However, they're drinking the computer kudos, and they believe in computers, both of them do, especially Richer. And then Richer, I told him, I said, well, you're showing us all this stuff about how to keep the elections safe and secure, and yet you're still using computers as if you know something that the computers cannot be hacked. They can be hacked, and that you're saying they can't is astonishing to me. And he said, computers, this is a quote from him, computers are more reliable and more accurate than hand counting.
That's not true.
No, and I know it's not true. And I said, man, oh man, you got to be kidding me. And so at that point, I knew we were just banging our heads against a brick wall dealing with him. And then I find out that, as you just said, he has a pack, or he's part of a pack, that to get rid of MAGA candidates and Trump. And so, of course, now he was actually for Fontes, who is the biggest crook ever to run for an office in Arizona, and completely screwed up the Maricopa County election in 2020. And I believe he had a problem in 2018.
He did.
He's had problem with the law. He's an absolute joke and a crook, and he really got in trouble. He got censored, and the Arizona Republic and the Democrat Party really came out against him because of how he screwed up the election in Maricopa County twice. And they're just like Mark Fincham, a very good friend of mine, a good man. They ran him through every ringer you possibly could to make him look like somehow he was worse than Fontes. This was one of the best candidates we've ever had. They never really focused on his record as a state rep, which he did a stellar job as a state representative from the Tucson area. He served in the state legislature for years and did a great job. He got reelected all the time. And now he ran for that, for Secretary of State. And that makes him the number two man in the number two person in the state. He's basically the lieutenant governor. And they go with Fontes, and Richer was supporting Fontes.
Yeah,
a
I know,
Republican
I know.
Supporting this, and he has to know how horribly This guy screwed up. Richer took Fontes's place.
Yeah, I know that. Well,
he's all for Fontes now. Yeah,
well, let me tell you about Fontes. Going back to the election fraud of 2020, there was a hack into the Maricopa County election records prior to the election. And by law, Fontes, who was in that position at that time, was obligated to tell every voter and the public that there had been a hack. And
right.
He covered it up. He didn't say a word about it. And then when Reicher came in, I think he thought, oh, poop, I better say something here because this now falls on me. And here's what he said. He lied. He said, well, there was a hack, but no one's information was compromised. Bullcrap. I found out from election officials, all your information's on a single data page. So if they get into the files, they get everything they want on somebody. But here's how they used it. And this is common knowledge. Liz Harris and I talked about this. The voter information, they could see who had was on the rolls actively, but was probably dead because they were 98 years old, okay? Or they hadn't voted in 20 years, so they might have moved to somewhere like Ohio or California. So they were able to take these fake voting names and stick them on all these voter registration things that they printed up. I have a relative that received seven, he's not even a Democrat, and he received seven mail-in ballots for 2020. And this is how they did it.
My wife and I got six.
Okay, well, you didn't beat my relative, but I'll tell you this. It's how, in part, they stole the election in Maricopa County, and Fontes is responsible. Let me ask you this, too. We don't have to go deep into this. We're into liable territory, probably. But there are people in California that will never let Fontes come back there. And I don't know if you know about any of his alleged work with the casinos. Do you know anything about that?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Maybe that's left unsaid. Let's just put it this way. When you said he's an absolute crook, this rumor that's reached me from the New California people, that's the 51st State Initiative,
it
parallels what you're saying about him being a crook.
Oh, he is.
And he is a crook.
No question.
Fontes, you're listening. You are a crook. You deceived the voters of Maricopa County when you didn't inform them about the breach that I suspect Democrats let happen.
Tell him to sue you and me both.
Discovery would be
fine. And we'll be glad to go to court because we'll prove that he is. And you know, because we have all sorts of proof on that. He won't sue anybody on that because he knows he is. And his record speaks for itself. And again, I'm just wondering how they got to swing so many, even illegal votes, but to swing so many people to vote for this guy over and over.
I can tell
Rick
you how.
Romley.
Richard, it was the disinformation campaigns, and these went on all across the country.
Sure.
They had this fake organization they put together from state to state, and I got mailings from them about Kerry Lake. They said, Republicans against Kerry Lake, Republicans against Mark Fincham, the guy we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay? And
yeah.
So they had these fake people that were paid actors pretend on TV ads and on mail outs that they were really Republicans, but they couldn't vote for these radical people. They even said that Blake Masters had voted for legislation to force women who were almost on the verge of delivering to go out of state to have an abortion to save their life. And he wouldn't protect rape and incest victims. And here's my point. Here's what I'm leading to on this. Those ads, and about Kerry Lake, those ads they ran against them in the final days were so blatantly lying and so blatantly false. I thought, this is libel and slander. This isn't campaigning. This isn't opinion.
Yeah.
This is lying about Mark Fincham, saying he's at Oath Keepers and he planned the J6 rally. They actually said that. And I said, okay, why isn't the Republican Party suing the Democrats for this libel and slander? And you know why? Because the Republican leadership at the state and federal levels, national levels, they are compromised.
They're part of it, yeah.
They're part of it.
Yeah. And one other thing, too, on the election. And I know we could talk about the election forever. But on July 12th, the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, which I am the founder and president of, held a press conference in Las Vegas at the Ahern Hotel. And we had about 400 people in attendance. And we had Tina Peters, and Mike Lindell, mm-hmm. Patrick Byrne, and Liz Harris, and Oh, a bunch more. And we had both people, the principals from True the Vote, Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips, who are both friends of mine now, and we've become very close. And after we had a great press conference all about the voter fraud and the evidence that they had, we had a private meeting with about seven sheriffs, myself, Sam Bushman, and Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht, and they gave us behind the scenes evidence of the story that they couldn't release in front of everybody to the press yet. They weren't ready for this yet. Well, guess what it was? It was Eugene Yu, Professor Gene Yu, spelled Y-U, who just got arrested 2 or 3 weeks ago by the L.A. District Attorney's Office for espionage and filling up his company, a company that he works for, Conic, and filling them up with voter rolls and voter information, private information that they are now collecting on Americans for communist China.
Why are they doing that, though? Before you go further, what would be China's motive?
Because China's in charge of all this cheating and the machines. China is responsible for 90% of this. Then the Democrats and their crooks and their cronies are responsible for the other 10. But this is all being pushed by them. The money, the funding, the machines, the whole thing is China. Conic now is suing Greg Phillips and True the Vote. Well, he can add me to that. They can add me to that, too, because I saw the evidence. And this came out months at that meeting. We were told to keep it under our pillow, which, okay, we will. We'll keep it quiet. And then it came out that you was actually arrested for the very things, and Conic was exposed for the very things that True the Vote has been trying to expose ever since they started this election fraud campaign, which 10 years ago, but especially since 2.5 years ago. And it all is coming to fruition. And then we find out that True the Vote gets arrested because they won't divulge their sources.
Yeah.
And this is on a civil matter, and the judge way jumped the gun. You can't put somebody in prison when the case hasn't even been filed yet. I mean, it just the ink wasn't even on dry yet on the papers that had been issued against them, and they said, you don't have to give anything until you go to court and you work it out that, okay, Judge, Your Honor, they won't divulge witnesses, they won't divulge information, then maybe you can try to put the screws on True the Vote people. But instead, the judge leads with that, and he puts them in jail, and then the charges actually get dropped against you. If they didn't have the evidence, they could never have arrested him in the first place. We're not talking about some conservative organization, some constitutional group arresting Professor Yu. It was the DA's office in Los Angeles, for heaven's sakes. And so they had to have done their homework first. I think they still might go back to some different charges or refer it to the feds, but the feds will drop the ball because we have the worst corrupt criminal investigation unit in the world. The FBI would be the one to turn it over to. And who in the hell trusts them? You see how corrupt this whole thing is?
The whole country is corrupt. This is like FTX. I mean, they're talking about these businesses and banks have to pay back the money. I agree. But what about the politicians that took the money, the $40 million in campaign funds for the Democratic Party? And then you have this L.A. thing. And the whole thing, Richard, is corrupt. And you know what's interesting?
It is.
It's when I started out in this business, it was hard to find information. You really had to be a journalist and work and talk to people and vet. Today, the statement from the Bible, the prophecy from the Bible, that in the end days, the sins of the leaders will be revealed, is that ever true today? It's easy to find this stuff.
It's easy to find it now. Yeah, it's everywhere. And it is. You're making a very valid point. To find out these things, it's just not that hard anymore. And to me, it's like Maxine Waters. They don't care if you know how much of a crook they are. They don't care anymore.
No.
Because they know they're going to get reelected anyway. They know it.
They know they're never going to be prosecuted.
Yeah.
You know, Maxine
they know
Waters,
not gonna answer to it.
She has no income that she claims beyond her congressional salary of $173,000, yet she lives in a $5 million house, the biggest in her district.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how that...
Yeah.
And then Dianne Feinstein goes into the Senate as a millionaire, and she'll leave as a billionaire.
Same with the Obamas. The Obamas had average jobs before they ran for office, and now they're multimillionaires. He's trying to get some partners to buy the Phoenix Suns. That's a billion-dollar deal. And where did the Obamas get that kind of money?
God,
they don't have it.
If they take over the Suns,
if they
take over the Suns, their new uniforms will be dresses, and they'll have to wear makeup. I'm sorry, but it's, oh my gosh, what a disaster that will be!
Well, the whole thing's a disaster, and it just baffles me that just like Tina Peters, and just like True the Vote people, do you know that actually how naive Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht are? And they're great people. They're very good people. I absolutely love them both. But they were so naive that when they got the evidence against voter fraud and about voter fraud, they actually took it to the FBI. Dave, they took it to the FBI and believed that the FBI would do the right thing. Instead, you know what the FBI did? They went after Catherine and Greg.
Well, it was the FBI did, but so did the state officials, Jenna Griswold, the Secretary of State of Colorado. I've read through everything that's been said by the state of Colorado about Tina Peters. And by the way, we should mention for the audience, Tina Peters was the county clerk and recorder of Mesa County in Grand Junction, Colorado. And she knew that these machines were cheating. And she didn't have technical expertise. And this is what they're trying to get her 5 years in prison on. She brought in a computer expert under her supervision to look at these machines to determine whether or not what the degree of criminality was. And they said, you brought in an unapproved person and you snuck them in and now we're going to get you for it. And to me...
But she did that but again, criminal intent
exactly.
is not there and breaking the law is not there. There's nothing there because she was wanting to preserve the evidence of what those machines had.
And
she's been arrested twice for it.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. And I'm looking at this and I'm saying, okay, if I'm the executive head of an organization and I suspect my organization is not operating as it should under the color of law, I have the right to bring in an expert to investigate. I don't have to ask anyone's permission.
You have the responsibility. You have the right and the duty to do that.
And so they're prosecuting her for doing her job.
Exactly. Exactly. And they're prosecuting her to make an example of her to everybody else and to make people think that doing your job and trying to protect evidence and protect the integrity of the votes is somehow criminal. And that's another thing. That leads us to Cochise County, Arizona.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Who now
thank you.
The board of supervisors there just want to hand count the vote. And the judge says, no, you cannot. Why on earth would you not be able to? And Cochise County should just do it anyway. And I believe they are. The judge cannot tell them. There's a separation of powers. He cannot tell the executive branch that you cannot verify your own votes in your own county.
He can if he's criminally corrupt, Judge. Richard, the thing I think the audience ought to know, though, is initially, as I understood it, Cochise County said, we're going to hand count to verify the machine count after the fact.
Right.
And I want to show what a criminal Katie Hobbs, who's going to become the governor now, what a criminal she is. She is the current Secretary of State in Arizona. I mean, she oversees statewide elections. Okay?
Correct.
She signed the legal document that went to the judge to rule against the hand count. If that's not the definition and poster child of conflict of interest, I don't know what is.
Yeah, no kidding. And not only that, she should have recused herself from the election. She was in charge of an election that she was running for.
Exactly.
The top spot and all of that.
And
she never came out like, shit, there is no problem. I'm just going to do my job here. You know? Oh, no. Now imagine, everybody, if a Republican, especially a supporter of Trump, were in charge of the election in Arizona. Imagine that. What would the press have been doing? And that's why the corruption of Washington, D.C. gets away with everything, because the national media allow it. And you can get away with anything, including murder, if the national media support you. And that's exactly what's going on here. And I really do appreciate alternative media like you, Liberty Roundtable, Sam Bushman, who I work with a lot, as
good
you know.
Good guy.
And Epic Times.
Yep.
Now, if you look at the Epic Times, what they did with the January 6th research they did, man, oh, man. Josh has done a great job on that.
Yes.
He was the narrator.
Absolutely.
And I got interviewed by CNN about 2 months ago, and they came out here, and it was a real joke. And I knew it was going to do it. I told her on the interview, and I have it. I have the whole thing audio tape, not video. They would not allow me to videotape it, but they said I could audio tape it, and I did. And I told the reporter, her name is Sarah Sidner, and I said, I know you're going to lie, and I know you're going to do a hack job. And she goes, why would you say that? You don't know me. And I said, you work for CNN. And I said, I already know who you work for. They pay you to lie. You know, so anyway.
I had a similar experience with the New York Times back in 2016, and they emailed me, and this was 8 days before the election. And they said, we've been reading your information about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and we wonder if you would talk to one of our reporters. And I said, sure, but I didn't trust him. So I gave him the phone number to my Skype. And when you call a Skype number, if you have the digital recorder, it automatically records every conversation. So the guy calls me up, and we have about a 20-minute conversation. It's friendly, and I'm being honest. And I said, well, I don't like Hillary's policy on such and such. And I didn't get into all her scandals. I did say, though, that I thought she should have been prosecuted. But I said, that aside, I wouldn't vote for her anyway. And we went through that whole litany. And then at the end, the reporter tried a question of entrapment. He said, are you still going to advocate for violence if Donald Trump loses? And I said, oh, you're asking if I'm still beating my wife or have I stopped? I said, no. I said that's a BS question. And I said, and let me tell you something. Every word we have said has been recorded, and I live in a one-party state, so there's nothing you can do. And I will air this all over the country if you print that accusation. They didn't even run the story. They were trying to entrap a Trump supporter in saying things I didn't say. That's how they are.
Well, Showtime just interviewed me, I'd say 4 or 5 weeks ago. They came out because they have a political news thing too, trying to keep up with Bill Maher on HBO. And they came out to Arizona, and they found a restaurant that was not open, and they paid them to stay open to have me in there to interview. And I can't remember the reporter's name. I really can't. In fact, I don't even remember him saying his name. He didn't shake my hand. He sat down at the table, and he started interviewing me and asking me all these questions. I said, hey, I said, if you don't like my answers, why did you want to interview me? I said, I didn't ask for this. And I yelled at him once. I actually yelled at him, and I said, everything you're doing is supporting a lie, and all your questions are supporting lies. And so the lady that set it up, the producer, was named Lorenza, and she called me afterwards, and she apologized. This is the first time I've ever had anybody from any news agency call and apologize for the behavior of the interviewer, and I was astonished. And then she called me a few days later, and she said, I told my bosses, and they are scrapping the whole story.
Yeah.
So Showtime showed a little bit of integrity, and I guess the guy, maybe they videotaped this because the guy said that this, and we were already getting up from the table and leaving, but the cameraman still had his camera on. And he said, you know what, to me this is all about protecting democracy. I said, we don't have a democracy. I said, you probably ought to learn the Pledge of Allegiance, and so you can know that it's to the Republic and not to the democracy for which it stands. And he goes, well, my professor in college said we have a democratic republic, And I said, nope, he was wrong too. You've been lied to.
Oh my gosh.
And I said, it's a constitutional republic. So I think that it might have been because of that, that I schooled this guy, that they had no clue what form of government we have. They have no clue what the rule of law is. They have no concern about the Constitution. It's all about mobocracy and democracy and Democrats, and it's the political view that they're after. They're not after the truth, yeah. And they're not after individual liberty.
Fortunately, I got schooled by my old friend from Air Force Intelligence, the late Bill Pollack. And Bill one time corrected me, and I used the word democracy. He said, Dave, a democracy are two wolves and a sheep deciding who's for dinner. A republic right. means you have guaranteed rights the government can't cross the line on. And,
yeah.
and
it's the right of
you,
the
Bill.
Individual.
Yeah, exactly.
The one sheep.
No, you're exactly right. Correct me if you think I'm wrong on this statement. But 32% of voting tabulators connected to the machines went down for various reasons, lack of printer ink, lack of alignment, all the excuses. But 32% went down in my book in heavy Republican areas, and the Democratic areas were largely unaffected. And this disenfranchised people for voting, because let me tell you, it happened to two people I interviewed on my show last Wednesday. They were told, put your vote in the box. They were smart enough not to do that. They went to secondary sites, different locations. And they were told, you just have to wait in line. One waited an hour, another waited almost 2 hours, and people were leaving the lines in this Republican area. And then there are reports I've gotten from people, they were in line when the polls closed, and they were told to go home, and they couldn't vote, and this was in Republican area. So the election was stolen under the direction of Stephen Rischer, who let this go on. What's your view on this?
No, that's exactly what happened. I've already verified the same thing. We've had people on our committee and people who were poll watchers tell us the same thing. People were disenfranchised. Richard tried to put out a press statement that they were not. As soon as he said their votes went in a box or they were directed to go to a different polling center, that made the lines at those other polling places extremely long, much more than normal, and people do have jobs and schools and other responsibilities. Like my wife and I take care of her mother. This was not easy for us to vote. We went and voted, and we voted in Gilbert. The line was not long, and we got it done. But some people can't do 2 or 3 hour lines to vote. They have other things to do. It did disenfranchise people, and it did change the outcome of the election.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And there are people who are writing to me, and I have no way of verifying this, but this gentleman on YouTube named Monkey Works is supposedly his ex-Intel, but we don't know his name. And he's saying that the machines can be altered by electronics, by planes flying overhead. They produce flight maps. I'm not convinced. I don't think you have to go that far in this. But I think also listen, no disrespect to Monkey Works. We need people to do research on criminality. But I don't even have to go to conspiracy theories. I can go to what eyewitnesses who experienced it told me happened.
Well, and you can go just from what the Maricopa County Recorder's Office reported, and you can get it right there. You know that there was 20-30% of the machines that weren't working, and then you add to that the printers that you just talked about were out of ink. Out of ink? Are you kidding?
On election day.
You're so inept. On election day, you don't have enough ink for the printers? Come on. No, I'm not buying that at all.
There's dumb.
And that's an admission of ineptness. It's an admission that they weren't ready. The machines proved that I was correct when I met with him in person. They don't work. They're not more reliable. And it's a joke that he thinks that, and it's a joke that we keep him. And not only that, he should be prosecuted.
Yeah, I agree. So should the county. But here's the other thing about the County Board of Supervisors. I had 3 election officials tell me confidentially, so therefore I can't say you have to believe this, but I believe it, Three different ones approached me when I started being an outspoken critic of the 2020 election in Maricopa County. And they approached me individually. They didn't even know the other was approaching me. And they all told the same stories. They didn't have the election code as required by law to the Dominion voting machines. In fact, in one center, I was told Dominion officials were given separate headquarters or rooms with their own specific internet. And that led rise to the accusations, well, the votes were tabulated in China, which is a federal offense. And so I went down this avenue. And now two court orders came out and an attorney general's opinion from Brnovich, and they ordered the county supervisors to surrender the codes so they could be analyzed. And to this day, almost 2 years later, Richard, they still have not given up those codes. Were you aware that they still hadn't complied with the court orders?
No, I wasn't, but it doesn't surprise me. But also, Brnovich is so anti- anything to do with vote fraud that he won't do anything either, and he's probably the one that probably should have followed up on that.
He did. He threatened the county with removal of all state funds if you don't comply with the court orders, and then he gave them 30 days, and then it was 60 days, and then he's running for the Senate.
Yeah. I remember that.
You
never
hear anything else.
Of course I remember all that. Oh, yeah, but he dropped it. Yeah.
Well, he's complicit, too, because he knew what went on.
Yeah, he is. He's totally complicit, if not even worse than that complicit.
So you people listening to me and Richard in California, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, in Nevada, and all these places in Georgia where they steal elections, we are giving you the formulas for what they do. When I did work with Fulton County people after the 2020 election, I mean, I'd tell them something, they'd complete my sentence. And everything that went on in Maricopa County went on in Fulton County. It's the same people behind the same type of cheating, and we will never have another free election until we correct it, get rid of the machines, and get rid of open ballot voting. I mean, I'm sure you feel the same way.
Oh, yeah, and when Richter announced that they sent out, 6 weeks before the election, they sent out 1.8 million ballots, I go, oh, well, that guarantees cheating. That's another thing. They have lay people trying to verify signatures on the registration to vote and then on the mail-in ballot. And those people are not trained. The votes literally hung on these people determining the signatures were the same on ballots and registrations. There's no way that should ever be a determining factor for who wins an election in Arizona or any place else.
Any place else.
That's how ridiculous mail-in ballots are. Absolutely absurd. And anybody believing in that process is an idiot.
Well, that should be restricted to extreme handicap and also to the military. And that's it. No ballot boxes. I mean, I don't know how anyone could see the movie 2,000 Mules and the high standard to prove cheating, the extremely high standard D'Souza set, and not say, this is one of the main ways they stole the election. I wrote an article on this in May. I don't know if you even know this. I think you'll find this interesting. In the first or second week of May of 2021, after I had concluded my investigation, I had talked to Liz Harris at the Tea Party, which, by the way, I'm speaking at in Arizona on December 21st. But when I compared notes with people and I said, okay, it's time for me to write the article, and I did. Okay, within an hour of publication, Paul Preston, Agenda 21 Radio, the president of the New California Movement, was talking about my article on the air. He was reading it. And he got a call that day, and he was told, if you don't stop supporting Dave Hodges, he's going to get you killed. And then Sarah Westall got a call, we'll destroy you if you keep promoting Dave Hodges' ideas. That happened to 13 other journalists that I personally know. That tells you that you're pretty close to home on your article, doesn't it?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. You struck a nerve. You know you're over the target once stuff like that starts happening.
Bingo.
And, that's why I don't turn down interviews. Some of the people that work close, Sam Bushman always told me, no, turn them down. Don't talk to them. And I said, they're going to lie about us either way. At least I get to tell them the truth, What they do with it is their problem, but I get to tell them the truth. And they, he says, well, you're going to participate with them lying. And I said, yep, they do anyway. So I think, one, it proves it's a compliment when New York Times, CNN, Reuters, this is an amazing name for a news agency, the Daily Beast. The Daily Beast. They lie. They've told the most lies about me and the CSPOA, and then the Washington Post.
Yeah, they've lied about me too.
Richard, Washington Post hit me five times.
I want to cut to one quick question, very quick, because then I want to give you a few minutes to talk about your organization that people need to know about. Katie Hobbs did this commercial, and she's pro-sanctuary state Arizona. She voted that way in the legislature. She's walking the border. I have a plan. Of course, we never heard what the plan was. And she's walking with two sheriffs there supporting her, Pima County and Santa Cruz. How could those sheriffs in good conscience support her? And we got about a minute for that answer.
Well, I know Hathaway, Sheriff Hathaway from Santa Cruz. He's a registered Democrat, but he's not a Democrat. He registered as a Democrat to win the race. I don't care. I don't care about parties. If he wants to do it, but he changed and he became a hitman for the Democrats, and I texted him. He spoke at the Freedom Fest in Las Vegas in July 14th. He was there parading around as if he was the biggest conservative constitutionalist ever. And so this whole Freedom Fest is about not drinking the Kool-Aid of the Democrats and Republicans, and we stand for the Constitution. The biggest thing there is integrity, and fair elections, safe elections, and no abortion, blah blah blah. And he supports. And I wrote him a text, and I said, "You're supporting the likes of Katie Hobbs, an abortionist, a gun control fanatic, and a sanctuary person." I said, "Why would you do that?" Well, he never responded.
Yeah, of course not.
And he never did and never will, I guess. And he is not a man of integrity. It shocked me. Now, Pima County Sheriff, he's just a hitman for the Democrats.
That's exactly. He's Raul Grabalda supporter. Yeah, you're right.
Right. Hathaway is not, or he wasn't, but he's changed.
He is now.
And he sold his soul to the devil.
And I called them out. But, you know, the thing that bothered me about this is, and I can't say that these two sheriffs are part of this, but I have intel, Richard, and it's something I'll share with you as I get more, that border sheriffs, not just in Arizona, but across the whole border, are being infiltrated by the cartels. And let me tell you, the two sources I have are impeccable, impeccable. Anyway, I appreciate your honesty in those two sheriffs, because I am going to take them on for what they did in the campaign, and I'm going to try to affect their reelections. But anyway, very quickly here, I want to talk to you about your organization. You're doing one of the most important pieces of work out there, so you got about 90 seconds here to tell everyone about what you guys do.
Well, the CSPOA is people-oriented, and we want all the people listening to your program to understand this is by, for, and of them. It's called the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Mm-hmm. But there's a posse membership on our website, and we need every single person in this country who wants to take back our country in a peaceful and effective manner, with constitutional sheriffs leading the way with we the people. It is the only peaceful and effective solution we have left, and it's within your hands. It's within your reach. It's doable. We're having a lot of success with this. We need more. We need to make this bigger, better, and faster right now, better funded, and that comes from you, the people of this country. Go to CSPOA.org, become a part of this, make a donation, and become a member of the CSPOA posse.
One of the things that I think people need to know is that with the Republican Party so compromised, as you've heard on this show, the sheriffs are really our last line of defense. And this is what Richard does such a good job of, educating the sheriffs about how to stand up to tyranny in their state.
Well, my book is on there too. You can get it. It's called The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope.
I couldn't agree with that title more. That is an awesome title, Richard. Well, you know, listen, folks, I've interviewed a lot of people here, and we have a lot of great Americans, but Richard stands, I think, at the top of the heap because he's educating the people. That's our last line of defense. The Republican Party is lost to the globalists. Richard, thanks so much for joining us. Always a pleasure to have you on.
Anytime, Dave. Thanks so much. See you soon.
Take care.